A federal judge just dropped an emergency ruling, and it went completely under the radar for most people. This ruling directly targets the permit system that keeps millions of Americans legally armed in public. And if you carry a firearm for self-defense, if you have ever applied for a concealed carry permit, or if you live in one of the states that still uses a shallow permitting process, this ruling affects your ability to keep doing exactly that. Every single federal judge on the panel agreed on the core ruling, not one dissenting vote. That almost never happens in cases involving constitutional rights, and it tells you this came down hard on one side of the argument. This applies to every permit holder in states that fall under the ruling's jurisdiction, which right now means potentially tens of millions of Americans need to know what just changed. And here's what is most shocking. This barely made the news. The mainstream outlets buried it. The people who should be screaming about this from the rooftops are staying quiet. If you're someone who actually takes your rights seriously, not just talks about them, this channel was built for people like you. Hit subscribe and prove it right now. This all started when a coalition of gun rights organizations challenged the entire permitting framework in a federal circuit court. The case worked its way up fast because the plaintiffs argued that the system itself violated the Second Amendment. They said the government should not have the power to make you ask permission before you can exercise a fundamental right. That is like requiring a permit before you can speak or before you can worship. The court looked at the history of permitting systems in this country and compared them to what the founders intended when they wrote the Second Amendment into the Constitution. The majority opinion found that the current permit regime exceeded what the historical record could justify. That is legal language for saying they found it went too far and they stopped it. Now, before I get into the real impact, I want to know what you think. Do you believe this ruling actually protects you, or does it leave too many gaps? Drop your answer in the comments. And while you're there, hit the like button. It tells me to keep making videos like this. Here's what most people are missing about what this actually means for you personally. Before this ruling, if you wanted to carry a concealed firearm in public, you had to go through your state government. You had to fill out forms, submit to background checks, pay fees, and wait sometimes months for approval. Some states made that process easy. Others made it nearly impossible. What this ruling does is say that the government cannot require you to get permission to exercise a right that already belongs to you by default. Think about that for a second. It is like the difference between needing an invitation to enter your own home versus just walking in because it belongs to you. The right does not come from the government. The government did not grant it. So requiring them to sign off on it before you use it is backwards. Here's another layer most people never think about. What happens to the permit you already have? That is one of the first questions gun owners are asking right now. The ruling itself addresses the requirement to obtain a permit going forward, but whether it invalidates existing permits depends on how the states respond and how the courts handle enforcement. Some states will move to dismantle their permitting systems immediately because they know they cannot win. Others will fight back with new legislation designed to accomplish the same thing through different legal language. That second group is where things get complicated because courts are already watching to see if lawmakers try to replace the permit system with something that achieves the same result using a different name. Think about it this way. Imagine the government said you could not post anything on social media without getting a government-issued permit first. You would have to apply, pay a fee, pass a background check, and wait for approval before you could express yourself online. That sounds ridiculous because it is. And that is essentially what the permitting system for carrying a firearm has been, a permission slip for a fundamental right. This ruling says that permission slip is no longer required. What I'm about to show you in the next few minutes is the part most channels skip completely. You will want to be subscribed before I get there. So turn on the bell right now. The ripple effects of this ruling are enormous, and they are going to touch almost every aspect of how gun laws work in this country. First, you are going to see states rush to rewrite their gun laws immediately. Some will try to impose restrictions through the back door that were struck down through the front door. They will use different language, call it something else, and hope courts do not notice. Courts will notice, and they will be clogged with challenges to those new laws within months. Second, you are going to see other federal courts point to this ruling as precedent when they hear similar cases in their own jurisdictions. That means cases that have been stuck in legal limbo for years suddenly have a clear path to victory. The momentum here is building in one direction, and it is not slowing down. Third, federal agencies are going to have to scramble. The ATF, the FBI, and other agencies that rely on permit systems for background tracking and enforcement were built around a framework that just got destabilized. Their databases, their training programs, their entire operational structure assumed that permit holders would be tracked and vetted by state authorities. When states stop issuing permits, that system loses a critical piece. Fourth, this opens the door for challenges to other firearm regulations that people have long suspected are unconstitutional, but could never get a court to hear. When one major barrier falls, the cases stacked behind it start moving. This is just the beginning of what is going to be a multi-year legal transformation of the Second Amendment landscape. But here's what I need you to understand. This does not mean the fight is over. Far from it. The other side is not going to accept this quietly. They are going to appeal. They are going to pass emergency legislation, and they are going to try every legal maneuver available to them. The ruling stands right now, but the legal process is far from finished. We are in the early innings of something that is going to play out for years. That means you need to stay informed. You need to understand what is happening, and you need to be paying attention to every new development. The people watching this right now are the ones who will actually be prepared when things shift. That is the community this channel is building. Subscribe and be part of it. Let me walk you through what your life might look like now that this ruling is in effect. These are three realistic scenarios you could actually face in the coming months, and I want you to think through each one carefully. Scenario one, you live in a state that had a may issue permit system. That means before this ruling, the state had wide discretion to deny your application for any reason or no reason at all. Local sheriffs could say no based on their personal judgment, and you had almost no recourse. They could look at your background, your reason for wanting to carry, and simply decide you did not need a firearm for self-defense. Now that system is gone. You no longer need to ask their permission. You can carry, and the burden has shifted to the government to prove you should not be allowed to, rather than you having to prove you deserve to be. That is a fundamental inversion of how constitutional rights are supposed to work. Scenario two, you live in a state with a shell issue system that required training, fees, a waiting period, and sometimes additional requirements like fingerprints or interviews. Those requirements are now facing serious legal pressure. You might still need to complete training to handle a firearm safely. And honestly, you absolutely should for your own protection and the protection of others, but the government cannot hold your constitutional right hostage to a bureaucratic process designed to discourage you from exercising it. Your options for carrying legally just expanded significantly. The question is whether your state will try to replace the old system with new restrictions dressed up in different language. Scenario three, you travel between states with your firearm. This is where it gets tricky and you need to pay close attention. Not every state is covered by this ruling yet. Some states have their own constitutional provisions that operate independently of federal precedent. Others will pass emergency legislation trying to maintain their permit requirements through state authority. The legal situation will vary from state to state, sometimes dramatically. You need to know the laws in every state you travel through, not just the one where you live. The map of where you can legally carry is going to look very different in 6 months than it does today. Do not assume your current knowledge is still accurate even a month from now. Here's another scenario that is going to come up a lot. You walk into a business and see a sign that says, no firearms allowed. Hurry, crew, sai, or that stai. Before this ruling, that sign carried the full weight of state law backing it up. Now, the legal picture is more complex. Private property rights still exist. Business owners still have the right to set their own rules for their premises, but the state law that made your permit the only thing giving you permission to carry is gone. How courts handle the intersection of private property rights and the new permitting landscape is going to be one of the most important questions in the coming months. Now, let me address what you are going to hear from people online who did not watch this video carefully. There's a lot of noise circulating about what this ruling does and does not do, and most of it is either wrong or dangerously incomplete. Myth number one, people are saying this ruling means you can now carry a gun anywhere without any restrictions at all. That is absolutely not what happened. The ruling addresses the permitting requirement. It does not eliminate laws about where you can bring a firearm. You still cannot carry into federal buildings, schools, airports, carouses, or private property where the owner says no. Those rules still apply, and violating them still carries serious criminal consequences. This ruling changes who gets to carry. It does not change where carrying is permitted. Those are two completely different things. Myth number two, some people are claiming this ruling has already been stayed or blocked by a higher court. As of right now, the emergency ruling has not been overturned or stayed. The case is moving through the system, and there will be appeals, but what is in place right now is real. It is in effect. It is changing how things work. Do not let anyone tell you it does not exist or that it has been reversed. Follow this channel and I will tell you immediately if that changes. Myth number three, friends and family members are telling each other that existing permits are now completely invalid and they need to throw them away. That is premature and potentially dangerous advice. Your existing permit may still serve you in states that are not immediately affected by this ruling. It may still provide legal benefits in interactions with law enforcement who are more familiar with the old system. It may still open doors in states that maintain their own permit requirements under state constitutional authority. Do not assume your permit is worthless just because the federal legal landscape shifted. Keep it, understand when it still applies, and use it intelligently. Myth number four. People are saying this applies to all 50 states immediately. It does not. The ruling applies to states under the jurisdiction of the court that issued it. Other states are affected indirectly through the precedent it sets, but the direct application is more limited. You need to understand which category your state falls into and what that means for your specific situation. Here's what I want you to take away from this entire video. Three things, and I want you to remember them above everything else. Number one, this ruling fundamentally shifts who carries the burden of proof in carrying cases. Before, you had to prove you deserve to exercise your right. You had to demonstrate good cause, show specific need, get approval from government officials who had broad discretion to say no. Now, the government has to prove you should not be allowed to exercise your right. They have to show you are dangerous, that you have lost your rights, that there is a specific legal reason to prohibit prohibit you from carrying. That is a massive difference in how constitutional rights work in practice. It changes everything. Number two, the permitting system as we knew it is under serious legal pressure across the entire country. Even if this exact ruling gets modified on appeal, even if it gets narrowed or delayed, the direction of travel is clear. Courts are more receptive to Second Amendment challenges than at any point in the last 50 years. The legal environment has shifted, and it is not shifting back. Every gun owner needs to understand that the world we are moving into is different from the world we came from. Number three, your responsibility just increased significantly. More people will be legally armed in more places. That raises the stakes for every gun owner to train properly, to understand the laws in every state you visit, and to carry yourself with the discipline that comes with holding someone's safety in your hands. The right to carry is not just about you. It is about everyone around you. When you carry, you represent every other person who exercises this right. Conduct yourself accordingly. The attorneys who argued this case called it one of the most significant Second Amendment rulings in generations. They were not exaggerating. What you witnessed was not just a legal decision about paperwork and permits. It was a recognition that constitutional rights do not become constitutional privileges just because the paperwork takes a long time to process. The Second Amendment exists so that citizens can protect themselves, their families, and their communities. A system that makes you ask permission first, that requires government approval before you can exercise your natural right to self-defense, undermines the entire point of having that right in the first place. This channel exists because information like this matters, and because too many people are getting blindsided by changes that affect their freedom. The mainstream media will not tell you about this. Cable news will not explain what it means for your life. That is why I am here. That is why you are here, and that is why we need to stick together. Nobody's going to hand you this information. You have to find it, learn it, and use it. That is what this channel is for. Subscribe, hit the bell, and let us keep building something that the mainstream can no longer ignore. Drop a comment telling me what surprised you most about this ruling, and share this with someone who carries a firearm or who should understand why these rights matter.